Državni izpitni center. Nacionalno preverjanje znanja 2013 iz angleščine. Slušno razumevanje.
Slišali boste dve besedili in ob tem reševali naloge. Vsako besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate prvo nalogo. Prisluhnite prvemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Forever friends. Joanna has been my best mate since we met on the very first day of school. When we were in the first grade, she never laughed at my hair, which was all blonde dreadlocks and multicoloured beads and feathers. She never asked why I was wearing an ancient turquoise felted jumper and tie-dyed leggings instead of a blue polo top and navy dress. She just raised her eyebrows, giggled, and dragged me off to the sandpit. I am 14 now, and I know way more about fitting in. I got my mum to chop off all the dreadlocks when I was 7. I looked like a scarecrow for a whole year while my hair grew in, and ever since then I've looked after it myself. 100 brush strokes every night. Hair conditioner every time my hair is washed makes my hair look perfect. I'm pretty much in charge of my own clothes too. Grandma gets me basic uniform stuff every August, and Mum lets me choose cool tops, shoes and skirts. I sometimes buy them in second-hand shops or even in charity ones, but I don't care about that as long as nobody at school finds out. Joanna, of course, knows that, but I can trust her. Anyway, I look like the other girls at school, and that's what matters. I have changed, and not just the way I look, but the way I feel inside too. It might be something to do with growing up. I have become a moody teenager. I can laugh at silly jokes and burst into tears for no special reason. At least Joanna never changes. When things have been bad at home, she pretends not to notice. She never asks weird questions or tries to get deep and meaningful. She just rolls her eyes, digs me in the ribs and tells me silly stories and funny jokes. And we link arms and laugh and talk, and the bad thoughts go away. Joanna always tells me exactly what she thinks about a particular issue. I wish I could do the same. I'm always afraid that I might offend or hurt someone if I share my feelings and thoughts with them, so I keep my mouth shut or avoid conversation. I hang out with quite a cool crowd and they're great, but I can say that Joanna is my perfect pal. I hope that this will never change.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Forever friends. Joanna has been my best mate since we met on the very first day of school. When we were in the first grade, she never laughed at my hair, which was all blonde dreadlocks and multicoloured beads and feathers. She never asked why I was wearing an ancient turquoise felted jumper and tie-dyed leggings instead of a blue polo top and navy dress. She just raised her eyebrows, giggled, and dragged me off to the sandpit. I am 14 now, and I know way more about fitting in. I got my mum to chop off all the dreadlocks when I was 7. I looked like a scarecrow for a whole year while my hair grew in. And ever since then, I've looked after it myself. 100 brush strokes every night. Hair conditioner every time my hair is washed makes my hair look perfect. I'm pretty much in charge of my own clothes too. Grandma gets me basic uniform stuff every August, and Mum lets me choose cool tops, shoes and skirts. I sometimes buy them in second-hand shops or even in charity ones, but I don't care about that as long as nobody at school finds out. Joanna, of course, knows that, but I can trust her. Anyway, I look like the other girls at school, and that's what matters. I have changed, and not just the way I look, but the way I feel inside too. It might be something to do with growing up. I have become a moody teenager. I can laugh at silly jokes and burst into tears for no special reason. At least Joanna never changes. When things have been bad at home, she pretends not to notice. She never asks weird questions or tries to get deep and meaningful. She just rolls her eyes, digs me in the ribs and tells me silly stories and funny jokes. And we link arms and laugh and talk, and the bad thoughts go away. Joanna always tells me exactly what she thinks about a particular issue. I wish I could do the same. I'm always afraid that I might offend or hurt someone if I share my feelings and thoughts with them, so I keep my mouth shut or avoid conversation. I hang out with quite a cool crowd, and they're great, but I can say that Joanna is my perfect pal. I hope that this will never change.
S tem je zaključena prva naloga. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate drugo nalogo. Prisluhnite drugemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Musician of today.
Hello, Ben. I would like to interview you and talk about your music career for the magazine Kid. Do you mind?
Not at all. I'm pleased to talk to the readers of Kid magazine.
For the record, Ben is one of the latest music stars. His most famous album is Give It All Away. Is that correct, Ben?
Yes, I believe so.
You're on tour at the moment. Is this your first tour?
Yes, it's the first time for me. I must say, I'm quite excited about it.
I bet you are. Could you tell our readers about your music? How would you best describe it?
Now let me think. It's emotional and slow. At times it becomes more energetic. But if I use one word that would best describe it, well, I'd say it's emotional.
At what age did you start your music career?
I started playing the violin when I was 9, and I began writing my first songs when I was 15 or 16. At that age, I also started playing the piano. When I was 18, I recorded my first song at the studio.
So you've had quite some experience in music.
Well, yes, but I hope I have quite a few more interesting things to learn about it.
Who was your favourite musician when you were a child?
Queen were my favourite band.
And who is your favourite musician now?
Difficult to say, actually. I don't have one favourite musician or band. I like Sarah McLachlan and Coldplay the most.
Do you find anything bad about being on tour?
I don't know what it's like for other musicians. For me, the worst part is that I can never be alone. I'm the kind of person who needs time for himself, to be left in peace.
If you weren't a musician, what would you be?
I like nature, protecting the environment and wildlife. So I'd probably become an environmentalist and join Friends of the Earth.
What do you do when you don't sing or play?
I love going out, rollerblading, running, going to the beach, reading music magazines and chatting with fans on Facebook.
What's your favourite sport?
Football.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Definitely to Brazil. It's so beautiful there. I've seen the pictures. It's magical.
What advice would you give to children who want a career like yours?
Learn an instrument, because it helps to understand music.
Ben, thank you so much for your time. I hope all your dreams and wishes come true, and good luck with your tour.
Thank you too.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Musician of today.
Hello, Ben. I would like to interview you and talk about your music career for the magazine Kid. Do you mind?
Not at all. I'm pleased to talk to the readers of Kid magazine.
For the record, Ben is one of the latest music stars. His most famous album is Give It All Away. Is that correct, Ben?
Yes, I believe so.
You're on tour at the moment. Is this your first tour?
Yes, it's the first time for me. I must say, I'm quite excited about it.
I bet you are. Could you tell our readers about your music? How would you best describe it?
Now let me think. It's emotional and slow. At times it becomes more energetic. But if I use one word that would best describe it, well, I'd say it's emotional.
At what age did you start your music career?
I started playing the violin when I was 9, and I began writing my first songs when I was 15 or 16. At that age, I also started playing the piano. When I was 18, I recorded my first song at the studio.
So you've had quite some experience in music.
Well, yes, but I hope I have quite a few more interesting things to learn about it.
Who is your favourite musician when you were a child?
Queen, or my favourite band.
And who is your favourite musician now?
Difficult to say, actually. I don't have one favourite musician or band. I like Sarah McLachlan and Coldplay the most.
Do you find anything bad about being on tour?
I don't know what it's like for other musicians. For me, the worst part is that I can never be alone. I'm the kind of person who needs time for himself, to be left in peace.
If you weren't a musician, what would you be?
I like nature, protecting the environment and wildlife. So I'd probably become an environmentalist and join Friends of the Earth.
What do you do when you don't sing or play?
I love going out, rollerblading, running, going to the beach, reading music magazines and chatting with fans on Facebook.
What's your favourite sport?
Football.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Definitely to Brazil. It's so beautiful there. I've seen the pictures. It's magical.
What advice would you give to children who want a career like yours?
Learn an instrument, because it helps to understand music.
Ben, thank you so much for your time. I hope all your dreams and wishes come true, and good luck with your tour.
Thank you too.
S tem je zaključena druga naloga. Končano je slušno razumevanje. Zdaj lahko začnete reševati še ostale naloge.